Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I received an announcement in the mail for comments on the proposed program to add a stoplight and an interchange on US 101 between Arcata and Eureka. I am disabled, as you regular listeners know, so instead of attending any meetings, I emailed my thoughts on the matter to Caltan's representative of the project. As I said, the plan calls for a traffic signal at one point and an interchange at Indianola Road. As I see it, there are very few accidents on the highway between Eureka and Arcata for the amount of traffic on that section of Highway 101. An overpass in Indianola would mean, I think, moving the highway inland a ways to allow for the structure. I could be wrong, of course, but that would be a very costly procedure. A signal light at one of the entrance roads would cause more accidents as it might prevent than people are just getting going then have to stop. The traffic lights at 5th and V Streets cause breaks in the flow, and crossing takes a little patience to get an opening. In my humble opinion, increasing the presence of CHP or Eureka police officers keeping the traffic at the posted 50 miles per hour speed limit would be a better use of the funds and would be much less expensive. As long as I'm talking about 101, I took a drive to Crescent City last Sunday to visit friends, and it is a mess going over the last hill into Crescent City. Everyone is urging us to contact our state representatives to get this bypass project started. There is one place where some of that money from the Eureka Arcata project could be used, and quickly too. My friend in Crescent City is wheelchair bound, and her husband, like my wife, is responsible for her care and doing a good job of it. We talked about some of the things we do to make our existence a little easier. Her husband is a handyman type and has made some alterations in their very nice home, as have I. Some of mine are: my Jeep is sort of high, and even though it raises and lowers, sort of like the city buses, if there is no sidewalk, getting into it from the wheelchair is a job. I drew up a sketch for a small platform with a sloping front so that we can push the chair up to the edge of the slope, and it raises me up just a couple of inches so I can get in easier. Works great. We also went to Broadway Medical and bought an 8-foot and a 2-foot folding ramp so I can get up steps and in and the little rise from the porch to the floor of the house in the wheelchair. I also designed a tool to turn on faucets and one to turn on light switches from the chair. I love to tinker and design and create tools, but now I can't even get into the garage and my hand strength is gone, so even that part of my life is gone. It's a new year, so let's all go out and make the best of it. Happy New Year. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.